Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio and on Clubhouse also. So I am actually speaking into two shows. So it is May 23rd, 2021, and I greet every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. Folks, we are truly living in the end times. We're living in the last days, and, you know, we all must do our part. We all must do our part to just encourage our brothers and sisters, just encourage each other. We need that. We need each other to strengthen each of us. We are not an island by ourselves. And so, folks, I just want to thank you for dropping by. And let us just give God the honor and the glory and the praise, because He alone is worthy to be praised. So I had to drink some water. Him alone is worthy to be praised. He alone is worthy to be glorified. And there is no other gods beside Him. There is no God but Him. Folks, we are living in perilous times. We are living in a time where Peter spoke of, he said, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Many shall depart from the truth. And so many shall depart from the faith. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. Many have departed from the faith. And you know, many are just adding to the word of God. Many are taken away from His word. Many are adding to His word. And folks, let me tell you something. The word of God is a sharp two-edged sword. It is narrow way. It is a narrow path. And we are not to add to His word. No, we are to take away from His word. And you know, folks, for those people who add to God's word, and for those who take away from His word, and you know, and then there are those who literally just throw out His word. I mean, we are living in a world where you might not know it, you might not recognize it, you might not realize it, but it's a war, folks. We're living in a world where the war is never ending. The Bible tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the dark, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Hi, Jocelyn.
How are you doing, my dear? Welcome to Clubhouse.
Thank you. Well, you're my only guest on Clubhouse. I'm also doing my Blog Talk Radio show. So I'm just doing both at the same time. So I'm talking about who are we and why are we here. So thanks for joining. So folks, we are definitely living in the last days. We're definitely living in perilous times. And well, there are some of us that are literally like John the Baptist. We are like loners crying in the wilderness, you know, make way for the Messiah, prepare you the way of the Lord. And, we are not popular. Those of us who are walking on the straight and narrow path, who do not add to the Father's word, who do not take away from His word, and who do not vote out what we don't like. We're not very popular, but that's okay. Our Messiah, Yahushua, he wasn't popular either. He wasn't popular either. But anyway, my main focus tonight is who are we and why are we here? So I'm going to read from Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. I'm just going to start from verse 4. Actually, I'll just start from verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun. Let's just see here. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. And upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, pain to be delivered. So here we see, we know that the woman clothed with the sun, with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Well, we know that the woman is actually the house of Israel. And he's clothed with the sun. She's clothed with the glory of God. She's clothed with the righteousness and the glory of God. And she has upon her head a crown of 12 stars, which, you know, represent the 12 tribes of Israel, or the 12 sons of Israel. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. A great red dragon, which is, we know, the Bible has many names for Lucifer, Satan, the devil. He's also called the great red dragon, Behemoth, or Beelzebub. All those names. And verse 4 tells us, on his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered to devour her child as soon as it was born. So we see here that the great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head and his tail, we see that the dragon, Satan, Lucifer, drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the ground. So what is this telling us? Who are the stars? What are the stars? So the dragon is Satan and Lucifer, and he drew 1/3 of the angels of heaven. He deceived 1/3 of the angels of heaven. To the point where these angels fell. It's called the fallen stars, or the fallen angels. The dragon, and he did cast them to the earth, folks. So where are these fallen angels today? And I'm going to tell you the story after I read it. The dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So we see here that the dragon stood before the woman. We know that Mary, when Mary was with child, and she had to run from her own village into Bethlehem, and we know that Herod sent men to kill Yeshua, to kill that child, and they even murdered every child under 2 years old during the time, just looking for Messiah. So we see that Lucifer is hell bent in destroying the works of God, in murdering. He's a murderer, the Bible tells us from the beginning. So he stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child. You know, Israel, Mary was a daughter of Israel. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God. And, you know, at the end of his journey here on earth, at the end of his ministry here on earth, he was, after he died for your sins and my sins, after he died for our sins, he was caught up into heaven. He was caught up unto God the Father, unto his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God. Okay, let's jump down to verse 7. So verse 7 tells us, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought on his angels. So we see here that the angel Michael and his angels fought against Lucifer, the dragon. And the dragon, which is Lucifer, I guess during the time of the war, Lucifer was so angry, he turned into a dragon. He's also called the serpent, the devil, Satan. And the dragon fought on his angels. The angels are still with him. And prevailed not. Neither was their place any. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, who is also called the devil, is also called Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So we see here that Lucifer was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, what happened to Satan and his angels? What we know, remember, one-third of the angels fell in heaven. And we know from reading the book of Enoch that the Bible tells us that 200 angels came down during the days of Enoch, and they saw that the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they desired them, and they took. The Bible said they took all whom they chose, meaning that they just went in and they just take whoever they desire. These women probably had husbands already. These women probably were just going about their business, and they just, the Bible said, they just took all whom they desire, and they went in and they had children by them. You know, The Book of Enoch goes into great details to tell us what happened to these angels. These angels, we know that the Lord God, from the Book of Enoch, that the Lord God put it in the heart of the children from the that was created from the fallen angels and the women, the daughters of men. The Bible calls them mighty men, men of renown, that these angels were giants in the earth, and they were powerful beings because they were half angel, half man, and they were wicked. They were very wicked. And the Lord God put it in their minds and in their hearts to kill and to murder each other. And while their fathers, the fallen angels, watch their beloved children just murder and pillage and kill each other. And the Bible tells us, the Book of Enoch tells us that these angels were the angels of God were charged with binding up these angels and putting them in the earth and covering them over with a mountain, with a giant rock. We know that it's a mountain was placed over them. So we know that 200 angels, it was more than a legion. You know, one third of the angels of heaven is not 200 angels, but we know that there were more than 200 angels that fell. Why are we here? Who are we and why are we here? Well, the Lord God gave us 6,000 years. He gave us 6,000 years to go about. He gave humanity, he gave mankind 6,000 years to go about doing our business. And when that 6,000 years is up, then we are going to enter into that Sabbath day, that Sabbath rest with Yahushua. And just as we have 6 days to go about, which is symbolic to the 6,000 years, we, you know, the fallen angels, have 6,000 years to come to earth to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. You must wondering, what is she talking about, the fallen angels? Well, you and I prayed for years, asking the Lord, Lord, who am I? Where did I come from? And why am I here and you are not here with me, and why am I separated from you? And so finally the Lord answered my prayer, and he said to me, he said, before I placed you in your mother's womb, you knew me and I knew you. He said, you stood before me. I ministered to you while you praised my holy name. I showed you all the mysteries of the universe. I told you I was going to send you on a journey. A journey in the flesh, folks. This journey that we are on. I told you I was going to send you on a journey. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. But I have placed the light inside of you. And if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. So, folks, when the Lord showed me that, I stood before him before he placed me in my mother's womb. And that he told me he was going to send me on a journey. And that journey is the journey that I'm on right now, a journey in the flesh. And when I get there, I will not remember my former estate. But he has placed the light inside of me. And if I follow the light, I will find my way back to him. And we know that the light is Yahushua, that light every man that come into the world, according to John chapter 1. So, Who are we and why are we here? We are fallen angels. We are a part of the one-third of the angels that fell from heaven. There are a group of angels that did not accept the grace and the salvation of the Most High God. They refused to put on flesh. They refused to humble themselves before the Most High. And they were the angels that fought with Lucifer in the heavens, with Michael and his angels. And they did not prevail, and they were cast out into the earth. But then there are those other angels that refused to be on Lucifer's side. There were those angels who, like me and you, who are here, who the Lord God, there are billions upon billions of angels. You know, heaven, there are seven levels of heaven. And earth is only a tiny, tiny planet on the in the universe. And just imagine heaven, there are seven levels of heaven. And heaven, I could only imagine how vast just one level of heaven is. And I can't imagine, I could only imagine how many angels are on each level of heaven. And if one third of the angels of heaven fell, then what happened to all those billions upon billions upon billions of angels that fell? Well, you and I are part of the one third of the angels that fell from heaven. How do I know? Well, like I said, the Lord told me before he placed me in my mother's womb, he knew me and I knew him. And I asked the Lord, I said, Father, well, why did you send me here on this journey? If I stood before you and you sent me here and you took away my remembrance of who I was, what did I do? I must have done something really, really horrible for a father to separate a child from him. So if the Lord God separated us from himself, then we must have done something to warrant our separation from our Heavenly Father. So I asked the Father, I'm like, what did I do wrong? Why did you separate me from you? What was my sin? And the Lord showed me. He said, you were like one of the holy angels in heaven, and you carried my glory. So the angels in heaven only have the glory and the power that they have because they're in the presence of the Most High God. They're in the presence of pure power and pure glory and righteousness. They're in the presence for all eternity in this. And you know, folks, you are what you eat. You are what you see. You are what you soak up. And you are what you know. And so these, we angels are in the presence of the Most High God. They're holy angels. And so the Father said to me, you were like one of the holy angels in heaven. You carried my beauty, my glory. And so I was like blown away, and I'm like, but Lord, what did I do? What have I done wrong? And the Father said to me, he said, when the war broke out in heaven, read Isaiah chapter 14. It said, when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion. And because of the confusion, he said, I doubted him. And we know that the Word of God said, well, because of unbelief, they were separated from him. But if they abide not still in unbelief, they'll be grafted back in. So because of unbelief, because when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion. And because of the confusion, many of us doubted the holiness of God. We doubted our trust in the Most High God was not there anymore. It's like we doubted his holiness. We doubted his righteousness. We doubted the Most High God. We doubted our belief in him. Faith, because of the confusion that Lucifer caused among the hosts of heaven. And the Father said to me, and because of unbelief, you were separated from me. And not you only, but many of you. So many of us, starting with Adam and Eve, were separated from the Father. And the angels, the Bible said here, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Those angels were cast out with him. But if we go further down, and I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them day and night before God. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto the death. Therefore rejoice, you heaven, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he know that his time, but he have but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman that brought out the man-child. So we see here that the angels were cast out into the earth. The angels were cast out into the earth. Was all the angels cast out into the earth at the same time? No. Many of us. Yes, there were a group of angels that were cast out with Lucifer during that first expulsion from heaven. But you and I, we came in our own time over a period of 6 days or 6,000 years. Adam and Eve, the first millennium, the first 1,000 years, during the years where Adam and Eve were having children and then their children and that generation, those are angels that were cast out of heaven also, but they came in the flesh. They decided, in heaven, there was a decree. This is what the Lord put on my heart. There was a decree in heaven that who would like to gain back entry into heaven, to gain salvation, to be in the presence of the Most High God. And many of us accepted, we repented in heaven. Many of us accepted the grace of God, and we had to agree to put on flesh. That's why the Bible said in Hebrews, I think Hebrews chapter 3 said, it says that inasmuch as the children partakers of flesh and blood, he himself, God himself, likewise put on flesh like the children. And so we are fallen angels that put on flesh. We had to come here, and God himself put on flesh like us to come to deliver us, to save us, and to bring him, bring us back unto himself, to be grafted back in, into him. So, folks, it is a work that the Most High, you know, many do not understand. Many do not believe, and they do not understand the work that the Most High God puts into creating this world. The world, you know, like Yeshua said, the Sabbath was created for man and not man for the Sabbath. You realize that the Lord God created the heavens and the earth and he created everything in it. And then the last thing he created was man. And he put man to tend to the earth, to tend to the garden of Eden, to tend to the earth and the animals. So the earth was created for us fallen angels, so that we can find our way back to God himself. But guess what? Lucifer has come down to earth, him and his other angels. We segue away from Lucifer and his plans. Yes, we doubted. We did not defend the righteousness of God. We did not defend the holiness of God. We did not defend the name of the Most High God. While we were angels in heaven, we just sat on the fence and we did not stand up for his word. Folks, it's not too late. Now we can stand up for the word of God. We can stand up for his righteousness. We can stand up for his and defend his word. We can defend the Most High God. We can defend him. We can defend his truth. We can defend his word. And we don't have to sit on the fence anymore. Yes, we are going to be hated. We are going to be hated not only by the people around us, not only by those who still hate the Most High God, but we are going to be hated. We are hated by Lucifer and the other fallen angels and the demonic realm, that they know and they see what we are doing. They know and they see the light that is shining in us. You know, the Father told me, he said that he was going to send me on a journey. And when I get there, I will not remember my former estate, but he has placed the light inside of me. And if I follow the light, I will find my way back to him. And the same way that we have that light inside of us. And in the book of John, chapter 1, it tells us that, you know, Yeshua is the light that lights every man that comes into the world. The Bible also tells us, let our light so shine before men so that others may see the good works that the Holy Spirit is doing within us and glorify the Father in heaven. So we are the light. Yeshua said he is the light of the world. And he's the light that shines in every single one of us. So the enemy, the spirit, their spirit beings right now. But the enemy, they will be able to tell. They will be able to see the light shining in every single one of us. And hope, that's the light. That's the God particle inside of us that those bastards are trying to get to. They're trying to get to. They're trying to damage our DNA. They're trying to come in to the body to find out what the God particle is, where the God particle is. The God particle is the creative word of God, folks. It's Yeshua. It's Jesus Christ. He is the God particle. He is the light that lights every man that comes into the world. And then if they can get the hold of the God particle, then they show us hell is going to destroy us. They're going to destroy us, trying to find it, trying. And if they can get a hold of it, then they're not going to allow us to have that light shining in us. They're going to try and allow darkness to cover. The Bible tells us that in Isaiah, in the last days, the darkness has covered the earth and brought darkness to people. So we see the darkness growing through the homosexual agenda. We see the darkness growing through abortion. We see the darkness growing through medicine, through lies, through murder, through the crime that's going on in this life, in this world. The darkness growing in the world. Darkness has covered the earth and grows darkness to people. So, I'm so sorry. So, folks, we are not alone. We have that light inside of us that the enemy is trying to get his hands on. And this is why if you read Isaiah chapter 14, it tells us where it's Lucifer, you can have to find it here. It tells us that Lucifer said that he shall even to be like the Most High God. Try and find the scripture. Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. I'm trying to look for the King James version of it. Isaiah chapter 14 says, and this is what Lucifer is doing, folks, in the earth. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall take, shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear, and the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. Speaking of the you and I, the fallen angels. We are fallen angels. We sinned without the God. The Bible says, and if you abide not to the unbelief, you be grafted back in. We went into unbelief when the war broke out in heaven. Verse 4 tells us that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how had the oppressor seized the bowling city? The Lord had broken the staff of the wicked and the steps of the rulers. I think I'm going to skip down. Verse 9, hell from beneath is moved for you to meet him, for thee to meet thee at the coming. It stirred up the dead for thee. Even the chief ones of the earth had raised up from their throne all the kingdoms of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, had thou also become weak as we. Art thou become like unto us. So you see here, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the serpent, the dragon, Beelzebub, Mahomet, all these names refer to one entity, Lucifer. He is going to become as weak as we are. He is going to listen. If God, the Father of Heaven, he put us angels in a flesh body. God himself put on the flesh in the form of Yeshua. He put on flesh in here to destroy sin that is of the devil. And you know what's going to happen in the end time? Lucifer is going to find himself in a flesh body also. Because he mimics everything the Father does, but for his own for evil. And his last trust in trying to get back into heaven, folks, is putting on a fresh body to see if he can have the light inside of him again. If he can take hold of the God particle. But life is not, he's going to be so desperate that he's going to put on the flesh. That's his last trust in trying to grab hold of that God particle. But it's not going to work for him. How are thou falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Let me go back up. And thou become like unto us. Your pomp or your pride is brought down to the grave. And the noise of thy vial, the worm is spread under thee, and the worm covered thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations, writing the nations to weaken? Wars and murders and killings and death and destruction and sexual perversion of every kind, and homosexuality and bestiality and liars and murderers and you name it. The earth is moaning from the wickedness that is carrying. Weaken the nations with his wickedness. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. So he's starting to exalt his throne above the stars of God. That's difficult, stars above the angels of God. Because he knows that the angels are in the heaven. So he said, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars or above the angels of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. So he is planning on going back into heaven, folks. And he is going, he is causing havoc here. He knows that the time is short. And I think he knows, I think he's such a delusional person at this point that he really thinks he's going to get back into heaven. He who sits in the circle of the earth will laugh their plans and their reasons. He wants to be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the size of the pit. They that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the man that makes the earth tremble, that did his nation today. They're going to look upon Lucifer as a man and they're going to say, is this the man? Is this Lucifer? Whom we were serving? Whom we were big enough? Whom we were praising? Who we gave our life to? Who we did all these wicked things for? Is this the man? They're going to narrowly look upon him and say, is this the man that makes the earth to tremble, that this shit kingdom that caused all this and destruction, that makes the world as a wilderness. Look at Africa and India and all these places that the enemy his hands in, that did made the world as a wilderness and destroy the city thereof and open the house of the prisoners. We're going to continue this verse. This is what's happening, folks. And people don't realize this. Lucifer and his wicked angels and his demons are actually, they're actually the ones. They're actually the ones that are leading these world leaders and this wicked agenda in this world that we're living in. So we, what are we to do? The Bible tells us that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. You know, the Bible tells us that we are to, our weapons are not carnal, but it's a spiritual weapon to the bringing down of the stronghold of the enemy. So we have to pray without ceasing, folks. We are in the end days. We are in the last days. We are to repent and turn away from our sins. Today we are here, and tomorrow we could be no more. So I love you all in Christ, and listen, have a good night, and just read the Word of God, and just ask the Lord for the truth in all things. Love you all in Christ.